mercy and peace be unto each one of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Matthew chapter 20. I read for you again these words. For the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now, when those hired first came, they thought that they would receive more. But each of them also received a denarius. So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. God declares, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Thus, when our Lord Jesus speaks about the kingdom of heaven, he speaks of things far beyond our understanding. For the kingdom of heaven is unlike anything on earth. That's what Jesus had been teaching his disciples, as well as the scribes and the Pharisees. And that's what he would teach us today. Now, it's all too easy to identify with those grumbling laborers, isn't it? After all, we know unfairness when we see it, especially if we think we're on the short end. And yet, in the kingdom of God, we see similar unfairness. After all, we are all sinners. We are all idle, good-for-nothings, standing in the marketplace of the world with no hope of work or daily bread. But God, in his great mercy, has come to us and called us to labor in his vineyard. We don't deserve such kindness, and yet he would make use of the likes of us for work in his vineyard, his kingdom. What an honor that is! Working in God's vineyard is a gift of grace. And that's because of the greatest unfairness of all. The Holy Son of the living God comes to earth to live among us sinners. He sees the poor and sick, but he also sees how selfish and self-centered we can be. He sees the utterly sin-darkened condition of our hearts. He sees that by nature we are enemies of God and that we hate him. And what does he do? He calls sinners to repentance and faith. He heals people of diseases and gives people life. And then, in the greatest unfairness of all, he submits himself to be beaten and tortured, mocked and betrayed, and nailed to a cross. He gives himself as the sacrificial lamb to atone for the sins of the world. Talk about unfair. It's unfair that he would die in our place, suffering the death that we deserve. It's unfair that he covers our sins with his holy, precious blood. It's unfair that he forgives our sins and brings us into his family. And it's that unfairness which should be the cause of our rejoicing, certainly for ourselves, and for all who receive our Lord and His forgiveness. But alas, instead of focusing on God's gracious and generous gifts, we focus on ourselves and our way of thinking. Like the laborers who were hired first, we grumble and complain. Oh, how we like to do that. We aren't satisfied with the daily bread our Lord provides. We like to compare ourselves with others, thinking that we are better than they are and that we deserve more and better than they do. We don't like that someone else gets as much as we do, or maybe even more. And we especially don't like this when we've worked longer and harder than they have. That's also why the scribes and the Pharisees don't like it one bit that Jesus opens the kingdom of heaven to Gentiles and tax collectors and sinners. After all, they had borne the burden of the work. They had done great things in the kingdom. They didn't think it fair that these others, these latecomers, these sinners, should receive the same reward as they. Like those laborers hired first, they begrudged the owner's generosity toward others. The same is true of the older brother in the parable of the prodigal son. He begrudged his father's generous treatment of his younger brother once he had returned home. Listen again to his response. Look, all these years I've been slaving for you, and never disobeyed your orders. Yet, you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him. It just didn't seem fair or just. And this is why we need to listen to our Lord Jesus and take His words to heart. For wages in the kingdom of heaven are given only by grace and not by law. Indeed, if God paid according to law, if He gave us what we deserve, all of the workers would die. After all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There is none who does good. No, not one. And the wages of sin is death. So that's what we all deserve. That's what we've earned. That would be fair and just. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So you see, forgiveness of sins, life and salvation, the reward for work in the kingdom, is a gift. It is given only by grace and is received only through faith. The problem is that many people reject this reward as a gift and think of it as payment for services rendered. Like the rich young man, many think forgiveness or eternal life is something to be earned. Others think it is what they deserve as a result of their service. They see God's gift as something that is owed to them. They turn from grace to the law and keep score. That's what those who were hired first did. They didn't want to be paid under grace, but under the law. That's why they were upset that those who were hired later than they were, especially those who were hired last, were paid the same amount as they were. They viewed things from an earthly perspective of labor and wages, thinking only of themselves and what they had done and thought they deserved, forgetting that they had received what they had agreed to at the beginning. But Jesus tells us that the owner chooses to pay all the laborers the same wage. His grace is his to do with as he chooses. Thus it is that Jesus died on the cross, that when he died on the cross, he died for the sins of everyone. No one was excluded, for everyone was and is equally guilty. When he forgives sins, he forgives them all. Everyone who receives his gracious pay receives the same wages. You see, that's the way it is in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus, the vineyard owner's son, has borne the burden of us all and was paid the only wages that we have truly earned and deserved. That is, the wages of our sin, which is death. Early in the morning, Jesus was hauled before Pilate. From the third hour until the sixth hour, he suffered in our place upon the cross. And at the 11th hour, he was buried in the tomb, whence he rose to life everlasting. Indeed, Christ paid the wage of sin, not with silver or gold, but with his holy, precious blood, his innocent suffering and death. And so it is that God's grace is given generously to us. God took the initiative and came looking for you. When you were baptized, he called you to work in his kingdom as your sins were washed away, and you were given a position in his vineyard. You didn't deserve it. You didn't seek it. Rather, Jesus came and sought you. He offered you a place in his kingdom, and more than that, he has given to you riches beyond your wildest dreams. For when he makes you a worker in his vineyard, he also makes you his child. You are an heir to all that is his. So, rather than compare yourselves with others, rather than think that we deserve more or better than someone else for whatever reason, let us remember that God's kingdom is one of grace and that he delights in giving his grace in abundant measure to whomever he will. And when he does that, we are not somehow deprived or cheated. Rather, we can rejoice that he has called other workers to labor with us in his kingdom. And when payday comes, we can rejoice in what he gives us, the denarius from his hand, according to his promise. For he gives it to us by grace, and by grace alone. Indeed, his grace is his to do with as he pleases. And he pleases to give it liberally to all who hear his voice, and especially to you. to Him be all the glory, honor, and praise now and forever. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.